now. Una O'Carroll is, for some reason, once again, annoyed at me, and I can't understand why, and you're claiming that I'm costing you 100 quid.
I would say more disappointed and a little bit hurt, really, more than, you know, annoyed, okay, if you want to label it, okay?
Okay, like, what did I do?
I have a hospital appointment in Dublin on Saturday. I have to go in for a procedure.
Getting fun?
No, not really. No. And I can't drive afterwards.
Sorry.
Because don't worry, I'm fine, I'll be okay. But I'll be under anesthesia and I can't drive.
Sorry, was I meant to jump in there and say, sir, are you all right?
Yeah, you were. I will be under anesthesia, so I can't drive afterwards. So I asked my friend, my pal, my co-worker, this guy that I sit across every morning.
Hello.
Will you do me a solid, man, and just give me a spin up to Dublin and collect me afterwards?
No.
So I won't have to pay for a cab, do you know?
No. Hang on a second there now. You said that you're staying in Crumlin.
Yeah.
So you want me to drive to Crumlin to pick you up to then bring you to Sandyford.
Yeah.
All right? Here's the dealio, right? No. And then I asked you how long is the procedure taking? You said possibly about 5 or 6 hours.
So, well, no, I'll just be in there. Like, the procedure won't take that long, but I'll be in there for 3 or 4 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
But can't you go get a coffee and read a paper? Listen to the radio.
What do you think I do with my time?
I don't know. But so, I seem to watch a lot of TV. That's all I know.
Yeah, while I'm sitting waiting for my kids to finish training in football.
Oh, yeah, so you'll collect them from football, won't you? But you won't bring me to the hospital.
They belong to me. They're my responsibility. You are a grown-ass adult.
I know, but, like, because of you, I am down probably more than 100 quid.
What?
Because I'm going to have to get a taxi now.
All right.
From that place in Dublin to the hospital and back again, and that's going to cost, I'd say, it could be over 100 euros.
So, okay.
It's all your fault.
So, I've done the time calculations. From my house to pick you up is an hour and 10 minutes, then 30 minutes from that location to the hospital, okay? And then waiting around for 5 to 6 hours, what am I? The hell am I going to do?
You could go look around the shops.
What? Yeah, because that's the first thing I love to do is go shopping on a Saturday when everyone else is in there just after they've been paid, and then another 30 minutes back, and then another. Basically, I'll be late for my gig on Saturday evening if I go and do this for you, and I won't be able to spend time with my family because you can't pay. It's a 25-minute drive from your friend's gaff to the hospital. It's not 100 quid in a taxi.
Oh, it is, because I googled it and I put it out.
100 quid for
100 quid because there's going to be traffic in that M50. Don't get me started. So because
not
you
afternoon.
Are just too lazy,
no.
And you couldn't be arsed, and no. You don't want it. You're just not being. You know what? If miserly was a person, you'd be it.
Tell you what, yeah. There's plenty of people out there who like you.
Who like me?
Is anybody out there willing to chauffeur Una around?
No, that's okay. I don't want to beg. I just asked you, my friend. My pal, you know,
yeah.
Right, that's okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay, no, yeah. So give me the 100 euro then.
No, it's nothing to do with me. It's like
I asked for
come
your
midday
help.
On Friday, our responsibility to each other cuts off. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.